Hello?
Bob, it's Fred.
Yeah.
Buzz Wheeler talked to you on Friday or Saturday about the Chief's strong recommendation that in the near future, and they meant this next week, we bomb the North Vietnamese petroleum storage facility. He reported to me afterward that he had discussed it with you, and he had the impression that you wanted him to talk to me about it and we were to come up with a joint recommendation. I can go either way on this, and before doing anything further, I just wanted to get your view as to what you prefer.
I haven't explored it enough to have a strong preference. I thought that he made a pretty good case from his viewpoint. I haven't heard the other side of it, and I just asked him where it was, what was the status of it. He said they felt this way about it, but that before I would get it, they'd have to work out something with you that they would present it to you. And I said, well, you all go and work out it. And then I left the impression what I'd do as we normally do. You bring those things to me.
Well, the State Department strongly opposes it, and they're concerned about the effect on the Chinese and the Soviets. They can't predict with any certainty what that effect would be, but they're inclined to think it would lead to some undesirable response, and they don't necessarily mean an overt military response. I think Cy as well, Cy's with me at the moment, believe that at some point, say February or March, we ought to do this on a purely military ground. I think that the best estimators we have in the government, those particularly in CIA, would say that it's unlikely to, by itself, lead the Chinese or the Soviets to introduce military forces into South Vietnam, which they otherwise wouldn't do. There is a direct military gain from bombing the POL. The POL undoubtedly is supporting movement of men and equipment through Vietnam, through North Vietnam, and in through Laos into South Vietnam. By itself, it wouldn't, in my opinion, make any dramatic change in the war in the South. In order to have a dramatic change in the war in the South result from the POL bombing, it would have to be accompanied by a mining of the Haiphong Harbor. At some point, I think that's desirable, but I'm certain it isn't required now, nor do I think it's desirable now. The net of it all is, Mr. President, that unless you would want to be faced with a strong disagreement between state on the one hand and defense on the other, with Mac Bundy probably joining state, I should recommend against this to you. And then I'll just sit on top of the Chiefs here.
All right, I think that certainly ought to be done unless we argued it out when Rusk is present. Now, when are you leaving?
Buzz and I are leaving Thursday night.
Well, then why don't you take the position? We can't do anything to you certainly to get back with Rusk.
Okay, that's fine.
Anything else?
No, sir, that's all.
Okay.
Thank you.